site of Utejini, a meeting with the yogis on May 22nd at the Forest Refuge.
Not doing anything. That, I guess there are moments when the mind feels tight. And is it okay to kind of open the awareness to relax the mind?
Usdin tene hatun le palau ni re re. Tua open receptive phite the dimyo phite re. အဲ့လိုသွားမေးတယ်တခါတလေတဲ့တတိယဒီလိုပို့ဖွင့်ဖို့ပေါ့လေပို့ပြီးတော့ expensive ဆိုတော့ကျဲတာအဲ့လိုမျိုးလုပ်ဖို့စစ်ကူဒီလိုလုပ်ဖို့တခါတလေကြောင်းလို့ရလာတယ်နောက်တော့မှသူကပြောတယ
်ကြောင်း
တင်းနဲ့သူတခါတလေတင်းနေတယ်သူစိတ်ကတင်းတဲ့အခါမှာတတိယဒီလိုပို့ပြီးတော့ဖွင့်အောင်လုပ်ရလာအဲ့လိုမျိုးပဲ
တဘာဝနဲ့အတ္တိကျူမမနဲ့လို့ရင်စိတ်ကသူ့ဟာသူ့ပွင့်တာဟုတ်နော
်အ
ဲတမင်းနဲ့တပွင့်အောင်လုပ်ချင်လို့မျိုးဒါပေမဲ့ဟိုနောက်ကညာတော့ပါဒီလောက်ပဲတိတယ်တိလာပြီလားတိတဲ့ပုံတိနေနေလား
သူတင်းရင်တင်းရင်လို့လို့ရမှာလို့
ဘလို့
တင်းတင်းတခါလေသူစိတ်ကတင်းနေတယ်ထိုက်ဖြစ်တယ်လို့
တင်းနေဆိုရင်တင်းတဲ့ချိန်မှာပဲမလုပ်အောင်သူ့တဘာဝနဲ့သူ့ကလို relax ဖြစ်ပြီးသူ့ကသူကျေသွားတာကောင်းတင်းလိုက်မဟုတ်တော့အဲတင်းလောက်ရင်ကြည့်ရမှာ
သူကတင်းနေ
ဟုတ်ပြီနော်
He says naturally, if the mind is working in the right way and with the right attitude, the mind will feel open, receptive, and so on. If the mind is working in a natural way with the right attitude, he says there's no need to purposely or intentionally try to make the mind expansive.But he says if your mind is sometimes tight, you said, right? If the mind is tense. He says if the mind is tense, then you have to look at the tension. He says when it's tight, you should not try to expand the mind. He's not very clear about what exactly your question is. Sitting and I'm noticing that the mind feels pinched.
Tiny, ne, sika. Tiny, chinny. Dilu bolu, tu English ne tona. Dilu, sik tha dilu khanza ne.
Chinny,
with the other way, with
relax the mind by bringing the attention out.
So sometimes the mind feels like that. And you said the other way?
Well, the other way I've been practicing. I mean, I would intentionally do that, but I'm wondering if in this practice, that's okay.
Right, and it has been helpful before to do that, to feel less pinched.
Yeah. This time I just noticed it. Notice the mind. The mind is pinched tight.
And it became...
And it relaxed, but I wondered if it was an intention behind it to make it relax.
Okay. And it became pinched while you were trying to practice the way...
No, I just happened to notice. I just was sitting and I noticed, oh, the mind is constricted.
Right. ตัวดิโลပြောတယ်ตัวထိုင်နေတဲ့အခါမှာတစ်ခါလေตัวစိတ်ကဒီလိုဖြစ်နေမှတတိထားမိတယ်တဲ့အရင်တော့နီးနေဆိုရင်အဲ့အချိန်မှာตัวတတိကိုနည်းနည်းဟုတ
်လောက်ချာ
တက်ခုကိုตัวစိုက်တာမဟုတ်ဖက်နဲ့ထင်တယ်ဒီလိုကြက်ကြက်လေးตัวတတိကိုနည်းနည်းဖွင့်လိုက်တယ်ပေါ့နည်းနည်းရှော့လိုက်တယ်လာမသိဘူးအဲ့လိုဟိုကြက်ကြက်ဖြစ်အောင်လုပ်လိုက်တော့အဲ့လိုလုံးသက်တာခဲ့လားဆိုတော့အဲ့လိုလုံးသက်တာတယ်တဲ့ဒီလိုตัวတည်ကျင်တာဦးစင်းပုံစံနဲ့တင်နာဒီလိုလှုပ်လို့ရတယ်လို့ပြောမလားပေါ့အ
ဲ
တပြည့်မေးတဲ့ဥစဉ်ပြောတဲ့ပုံစံနဲ့အားထုတ်ရင်းနဲ့ဒီလိုဖြစ်သွားတာလားမဟုတ်ဘူးတဲ့သူကထိုင်လိုက်တာနဲ့စိတ်ကဒီလိုဖြစ်နေမှသတိထားမိတယ်တဲ့ဟုတ်ချစ်နေတယ်ဆိုတော့သတိထားမိတယ်တဲ့နှစ်ရက်သူကပြောတယ်ဟိုဒီလိုသတိရိုးရိုးထားတဲ့အထဲမှာတော့မှနည်းနည်းတွန်းနေလားမသိဘူးပေါ့စိတ်ကအဲ့လိုမျိုးအဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ချစ်နေလားတော့မသိဘူးပေါ့လေအဲ့
တော့ तू က object ပေါ့နော်သူတည်ဒါ object လို့ယူလိုက်မှာเนาะအဲ့တော့အရင်ဆုံးစဉ်းစားရမှာကိုကစစ်ရမှာကို attitude ကိုပြန်စစ်ဒီဘုံမှာကိုဘယ်လိုစဉ်းစားလဲကိုသဘောထားဘယ်လိုရှိလဲဒါအဓိက short ဖို့ကအဓိကမဟုတ်တခါတလေတင်းတော့တွေ့ပြီး short ဖို့ကြိုးစားရင်ပြန်ပြန်တင်းလာတယ် relax လုပ်ဖို့ကြိုးစားရင် तू attitude ကမားနေရင
်
short ခြင်းနဲ့စိတ်ကများနေပြန်တင်းလာတယ
် he says you would say then the first thing he says now this pinched feeling or the pinched mind or whatever is your object
object. You've
noticed this, so this is the object. What he would ask you is do first, he says, is check your attitude to see whether your mind has any attitude towards this feeling. Is your mind okay or not okay with it? Does it have any resistance towards it? Does the mind want this to not feel this way? He's, He says, so that
resistance.
So this pinched feeling in itself is not a problem. It's if the mind has a resistance towards it. Yeah.
Resistance will mean losing, can mean losing, good attitude will be a mean like you chalo ya. I don't want to get your dama. Two manian and go a shop with Josani, can you think like that?
He says, it's important to see the resistance towards this feeling. He says,if you recognize how the mind is resisting it, sometimes that recognition itself can let it go. But he says, if you don't check to see your attitude towards this feeling, and all you're trying to do is make the feeling become better, he said, sometimes because of the wrong attitude, it might go away for a while, but it'll keep coming back.
Actually,
this question,it's here in my experience quite a bit. When I first knew that you were coming here, Sadhu, I read your material that we have here a couple of times, and so I was aware, of course, that you don't teach striving or teach any particular practice that you've got to be intent on, and I thought that I had stopped doing that, but I hadn't really. But I did kind of stop doing it around the 1st of May, andI feel much more at ease with my practice. And at the same time, the practice seems to really be opening up, and it seems to come at a time when things are coming together so that there's a great deal of uncertainty about, well, my life in general, and a great deal of uncertainty about, there has been a little bit of a struggle to try to figure out how to do things now. But at the same time, I know to relax into that and just let it go. And when I do relax into that, it's just kind of overwhelming, almost, the emotion that I feel. And it's good emotion. It's the sense of something is happening that I can't understand, and so therefore I'm not trying to understand. And it just gets better. And I don't think I have any resistance to this. And I don't know what the question is. I guess I just want a response from you.
Okay. ဒီအထုံးမှုနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးတော့သူကအပူပြုတ်နားလည်လာပြီးထင်တယ်တဲ့သူကတည်တယ်ဦးဇေကကျိုးစားခိုင်းတာမဟုတ်သိပြီးတော့ထည့်ရတာမဟုတ်ဟိုတင့်တော်တဲ့ဘယ်လိုခေါ်မလဲအထုံးမှုတင့်တော်တယ်လို့သုံးရတာပြီးတော့သူနားလည်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူကတကယ်နားလည်တယ်လို့ထင်တာတဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့လိုသေးတဲ့ထင်တယ်ပေါ့လေနောက်တော့ဒီတလုံးမှာသူတို့ကသူ့ကိုပြန်ကောင်းမယ်လို့သူ့ကိုပြောတော့သူကတကယ်တမ်းသူ့ဘဝမှ tu se ko detail ba tu short bro ne bo jo sa de ho emotion ni tet la de di emotion ni ya ba ma naw tu ma ti bu de kaung de lo tu yu sa de de ba chao le so di emotion ni tet la ba ma naw ma ti lo tu naw le bo ma lo u so bro a lo a ni na ro kaung de da mae tet tet do la de da mae tu pe phit de tu a raw ma twon mu de tu ti de law tu ma twon mu de da mae tu bo wa a chin ni ma तू बोलो से आठ वाम ले बोलो लो अम्ले ऐसा रे तू अति काऊ काऊ मतीरो तू अ मेगो ना उन्हें गारंटी राम हो बाव उन्हें टाइम उसे भाप ये पेम ले लो तो तीजे लो रे तू से ये रहती तो रसांचना मैं हो उड़ी था
सिसांचना मैं सांचना बोल रहा नहीं था तू तू तो बोल रहा है आठवां माह बोल रहा है इमोशन भी नहीं लूप बोल रहा है
He says, well, he says, just he says the important thing for you is to learn to understand how to watch your emotions in whatever situation, whatever happens, to just learn to understand how to be with them.And he says, making decisions, he says, for yourself, will be easier when the emotions are more, like, have subsided or are calmer. Yeah.
I guess specifically, what I find interesting is that on the one hand, there can seem to be so many obstacles and problems that my mind can't figure out. But when I just kind of accept that and kind of settle into just the awareness that you mentioned,
yeah.
It's just overwhelmingly beautiful. And that's where the emotion comes into play. I mean, I guess emotion's probably in play in the other two, but the softer, more open kind of just loving.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I'm
not
sort of
this
yeah.
We're just almost everything.
Dima tu tu, atari, akak kari, pihat kamar. Uzen pihat di mion ni ni, oh ni lo kau lo, kau lo mau pihat tu, la lo lo. Tapi alam mion pihat beautiful pihat lo, alam mion tadi ni 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 yara, wah pihat lo tu, eh jauh di emotion terdar, oh tu, akak kaya cuma rong le.Oh, emotion ni rosih barai. Dah macam dilo tadi terlalu yara kamera.
Emotion pi le sura dah. Awi pun, ane, lemak kanan lo.
Yes, he says the.
Saya lupa cara lah tu.
The presence of any sort of emotion that is, I won't
use the word moving, that is agitating or has some impact on you, he says, shows the presence of some defilement anyway. The mind is not completely accepting. If there was wisdom present, the mind would just be able to accept whatever whatever comes. It wouldn't feel emotional. So there is probably, he says, some sense of things that the mind wants to have happen, things that the mind like prefers or not prefers, you know, yeah, in the mind still.
That's certain too.
Yeah.
All of these things.
Yeah. Right. He says so that's basically what it's about.
Okay.
I've asked this of the ocean, and I've asked it of Joseph, so I'd like a third opinion.
He wants the right answer now.
The ocean and Joseph, they also know maybe be there. I go out to a dirty opinion, Logan. That's right. Joseph got up here, Mama, up here, Mama. He's an old guy.
Since I've been on a retreat, I've been having a lot more sleepiness than I normally would. Normally I come on retreat and sleepiness arises. I take a couple naps and it goes away.
I know. I practice
So there's been a lot of sleepiness and it's continued. And then I realized that when I'm not having sleepiness, there's an underlying agitation, which causes me to have a running commentary about all of my fellow yogis. and then just a few days ago, about a week ago, I realized that the thought arose that my problem is my sila, is that my virtue is not as stable as it has been. It's, this past year, I've done a lot of things I wish I hadn't done. I've said things, thought things that I wished I hadn't. And so there's, I'm feeling that my my sila base is not as stable and secure for me. And so as I looked at that, I start to feel a lot of remorse, and I mentioned the ocean mentioned guilt, and I said no, I don't feel guilt. But then I went out and I was having lunch, and I realized I was making judging comments about people to reestablish my virtue. You know, like, why aren't I virtuous? Because I can see this and they can't. So it was like I was feeling guilt. You know, I bought the things. So I'm just, my question is, how do I go about reestablishing my sila? Because my practice won't be full until I feel on a more virtuous base.
Tu wa di ta kaw sa kaw na tu eng ngai de re. Pon man so yin na tu sa kaw mwe eng ngai par de re. Ta kha na kha law eng lai pi yin ho ni yin jai eng lai pi yin pon man so yin tu wa တက်လာတယ်တဲ့ဒီတစ်ခေါက်ကြတော့မရအောင်အမြဲအိမ်ငိုင်နေတယ်တဲ့အဲ့တော့သူကဘာတတိထားမင်းလဲဆိုတော့မအိမ်ငိုင်တဲ့အချိန်မှာစိတ်ကဘာဖြစ်နေလဲဆိုတော့သူကသူနဲ့အတူတူအားထုတ်နေတဲ့တခြားယောဂီတွေအပေါ်မှာစိတ်ကအမြဲ ตัวดีนาวซုံးตะเน็ดแท้มาตัวดีละใต้ไม่ลงแกวะบ่เปล่าตินนาริเปล่าแกเรลงมิดาริไม่ลงมิดาริลงแค่เรตูไม่ผิดฉินแน่หาริตูผิดมิเดบ่เออตู้หาตูใต้ไม่ลงผิดเดบ่โหรีมอร์สชีเรลูตัวเปล่าเรตัวมิวชินก็เปล่าเปล่าตูอ่ะกิลตี้ผิดเดลูเปล่าเรตัวไอ้เฉยมาเรากิลตี้ไม่ห่มลูเปล่าเรแต่แม้นัมเบอร์1ตัวทะเมนซ่าเรเลสิกะเอลูမျိုးลงเลยเรตัวโห ตุ ดีละก้าวเนี่ยลูกค้าซาลูยะอ๋องโนสึกะบ่าลงเลยสอ๋อ
ငါဒီလိုမြင်တယ်ဟိုလူကဘယ်လိုမမြင်ဘူးငါဒီလိုမြင်တယ်ဟိုဟိုတခြားလူကိုနှိမ်ချပြောငါကောင်းတယ်လို့အဲ့လိုမျိုးယူဆကျင်တဲ့စိတ်နဲ့စိတ်ကအဲ့လိုမျိုးလုပ်နေတယ်အဲ့ဒါသတိထားမိတယ
်
အဲ့လိုမျိုးသတိထားမှတော့သူဘာသိကျင်လဲဆိုတော့သူဒီလဒီအခြေခံအခြေခံလို့ခေါ်မလားဒီဒီဒီလ
သိတ
ယ်အောက်ခံအဲ့ဒီဟာကြီးကိုသူကပြန်ပြောထောင်ကျင်နေပေါ့ဒီတီလမပြည့်နိုင်ရင
်သူ့မှာ
သူ he says and when do you plan to fulfill this vase of sila he asked
no ဘာသာဘာမတတ်နိုင်ဘူးလေ
he says you can't help the past
ဒီကိစ္စလေးတော့မစဉ်းစားနဲ့
don't think about the past
okay so now I need to go forward
yeah
she said တော့ရ
ောဘာသာလဲဘာသာ
yeah start from now this moment
here. Akutamani thing dilalo.
He says in this moment if you have samadhi your sila is pure.
Wo atika dilalo taw pyo baro pyan pyan mi lo sin sa na.
Why are you thinking about the past sila he said.
Anya ma ngai da pyan taw lo ya ma.
He says you made mistakes before but can you go back?
No. Ta nai lo
wo. So leave it behind.
So it's a defilement to keep holding on to this.
Oh, because that's what he has said. Defilement la.
Yeah,
defilement.
Swear boy.
Yes, that's called attachment he said.
Oh, ma le au swear da.
He says,
"Ne, tila ma lo na, ba chao ma lo."
Yeah, he says it's attaching to a wrong that I've made done. Yeah. He says, "What is the cause of not being able to keep pure sila?"
လောဘကြီးမလုံးလောဘကြီးနေလို
့ He says when there's greed
yeah,
a lot of greed
does that
Yeah
so greed ကတူလား
ဖျား
တူလား greed က
He says and
personal
is that greed you
No
ဒီဘော greed မလုံး greed မြိုင်းတော့တီလာမလုံးငယ်ခုလုံးနေပြီပဲစားထုတ်ရည
် So you understand that because there was too much greed some lack of sila happened He says now if you can develop some now if there's development of
sila ko atila ma lo na mo hoku
it's not that your sila is not pure he said
well this is when I have difficulty having grown up in a Christian society
and nature
the concepts
of in dilam ji utila lo na pi sao na
he says if the sila was not pure before just make it pure now
အခုတတိထိုင်အခုတိလလုံ
း This is the moment you're aware now your sila is pure now.
အင်းငိုက်တော့ပြဿနာလို့မယူနဲ့
နောက်တစ်
ခုကပြဿနာအင်းငိုက်တာ။သူကအင်းငိုက်တော့ပြဿနာစဉ်းစားစဉ်းစားရင်ရှုပ်လာတာဟုတ်ကဲ့
And the second problem is the second thing is he said that you think that sleepiness is a problem is because you started thinking about sleepiness as a problem that your mind started thinking backwards and backwards and got into all the trouble he said.
Hello. Sleepy ka pyatana mho. Sleepy ba chang sleepy phit da phie sha.
Oh, you go take a nap.
Ai ka mae de.
Ai la yo mae. Ai ya da chang de khu. Da le cause de khu
bae. That is probably one of the causes yes.
Da mae ai sleepiness so sai wan khu pyan po le la ba chang sai wan.
Tu wa engai da ho hai di chang.
Chang lo tu wa twat da. Da ayu ma de.
Yeah, he says so you have to find out for real like what is the cause of this sleepiness. And I said, you thought that all that stuff was the cause of your sleepiness? And he said, but that's wrong view. Like, that's the wrong chain of, like,
wrong thing to link together.
So right now, in the present moment, he says, you need to investigate what is the cause of the sleepiness in the moment. And he says, not the story behind it, but... For example, when you become sleepy, just now I was not sleepy, now the sleepiness is here. What happened in the mind? How was the mind working that made it sleepy now? So the answer is in the
present. But a lot of the time, a lot of the time, oh, nene mien lai, the balance a lot of the time.
If you know how to watch the mind a little bit, if you know how to recognize the things that are happening in the mind a little bit, he says you will find it easier to find out what changed in the mind.
She did not, 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 ဘလို့ကြဘာလို့ကြတော့လဲ
He says if each mind moment you know the awareness is going from moment to moment or the samadhi is going from moment to moment why would anything change why would it take a dive
yeah ဥစဉ်တဘောပေါက်လာအင်းငိမ့်လာဘာမှစိတ်ဝင်စားလို့ငယ်
what he understands about sleepiness is very simple. He says because the mind is not interested, so it's sleeping. As we practice meditation, he says, maybe the awareness is still working, maybe the samadhi is still present, but when the wisdom faculty is not working, the mind is not interested, he says, then the mind gets sleepy. He says, if the mind is really interested in understanding the process of all the things that are working in the moment, the mind, the object, the feelings, the thoughts, and how they're all interacting, and what, you know, wanting to know, understand all this, he says, why would he say he never feel sleepy? He says, that's why he says it's too quiet here.
He says,
as we practice, he says, samadhi grows, but the wisdom is not keeping up with it.
Use
the sense of investigation. Ask questions. Once the mind is a little quieter already in the practice, he says quietness or calmness of mind is a sign that there is samadhi. That's samadhi, right? He says, so if you've been quiet for a little while, you can give it a little time, but after a little while, he says, start using that space, start asking yourself, are you clearly aware of what's going on right now? What does the mind recognize about the object, about the mind, about what's, you know, going on? Yeah.
Well, that turning and using, making the mind the object, yeah, is a new practice for me.
Mind object, tamari maho guno, tinyene mai maho, lolo da.
Yes, and he said, even in like looking at the mind, he says we have to like recognize certain things, like, you know, the object of the mind, for example, when it's quiet, it's not the quietness but the mind that's being aware of the quietness. Always not to stay with the what he calls the object or the experience that's happening now, but to go back to the mind that is working in the present moment, to be conscious of this moment. He says, if we stay with the awareness and continue to recognize that it's still there, he says it gains strength. It grows stronger moment to moment. But if we forget to recognize the awareness and say, look at the samadhi that's happening. Samadhi is a state of mind. If we look at the samadhi, the quietness, he says sometimes the awareness can start to sort of weaken and we won't notice because we're looking at the quietness. So when it's calmer, he says, what do you do usually?
Well, usually I kind of relax back into it. Recently, I was sitting and I was very quiet and I said, okay, I'll turn the mind and use the mind as the object in this calmness. And the question arose, are there any defilements present? So I said, well, of course. But I realized that was just, that's book learning,
yeah,
response.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, so let's really look. And I said, well, no, they're not. I don't sense any. Now, maybe if I were more subtle, I might see some, but I didn't sense any. So then I said, the thought arose, well, what is it like when there are no defilements? And so then, again, went to book learning. I started to say, well, there's loving kindness and there's compassion. So then I turned and I asked the question, what would it be like with my oldest daughter if there were no defilements? Because we have a problematic relationship. And then the whole, it blossomed, it pulled the ground out from under me. because I realized all of the defilements that I had in relationship with it, the expectations, all of that. It was like a house of cards on me, which has made me want to continue the practice. I mean, it was such a, it just, it upended this relationship that we've had for 40 years, so that now I can't go and have it the same way. It just, it's not going to work. Because when I see how it's, what it's sitting on, it's the defilement. That's not going to work. So, but I don't always, sometimes I still just kind of lean back into it.
Yeah.
But it's changing.
ไอ้ตมาดิเดี๋ยวตะคาลิช็อปรอถ่ายเนี่ยตะคาลิ तू อ่ะ तू อ่ะอู้ซึ้งตินเอา तू อ่ะต้องเนี่ยแหละ तू อ่ะดิสิทธิ์ก็เปลี่ยนจิมั้ยสรุป तू จิเลยแหละตรอญิ่งนี่แหละสรุปอ๋อคิเลตาชื่อนี่ล่ะคิเลตาสิทธิ์ก็ชัดชิ้นเผื่ออ่ะชื่อมาบ่แหละแล้วก็ तू อ่ะทุกข์ก็ तू เผื่อหมูอะล่ะสาสกาเผื่อล่ะหมูตะแกสิทธิ์ก็ตะแกคิเลตาชื่อล่ะจิတော့မရှိသလိုပဲတဲ့တိမ်တိမ်မွေ့မွေ့ကြည့်ရင်တော့ရှိချင်ရှိမယ်ဒါပေမဲ့လောလောဆယ်တော့ तू မမြင်ဘူးတဲ့နောက်တော့သူကသူမေးတယ်ကဲကိလေသာမရှိတဲ့စိတ်မှာဘယ်လိုနေလဲဆိုပြီးတော့အစိတ်ကဟိုစာစာစကားတွေပြောပြအောင်တဲ့ဟိုမေတ္တာရှိမယ်ပါပါညာနောက်တော့သူပြောအော်ခဏလေးဒီလိုမဟုတ်ဘူးတေချာသိမယ်နောက်တော့သူကသူမေးတယ်တဲ့ဒါတခါဖြစ်တာတဲ့သူကသူမေးတယ်တဲ့ကဲဟိုကိလေသာမရှိသူ့ရဲ့သမီးနဲ့ तू ဘယ်လိုအနေထားရှိမလဲလို့မေးတယ်သူ့သမီးနဲ့ तू အများပြဿနာရှိအဲ့မှာရုတ်တရက်ကြီးတဲ့သူရှိတဲ့ဟာတွေအကုန်လုံးပေါ်သွားတာသူသူ့သမီးပေါ်မှာမျောလင်းချက်တွေထားတာတွေပါတယ်အဲ့ကိလေသာအကုန်လုံးပေါ်တယ်တဲ့အဲ့တော့သူအဲ့မှာတော်တော်ပွင့်သွားတယ်တဲ့တကယ်တမ်းသူ့သမီးနဲ
့
He says and did you feel sleepy at that time? He says it's because the mind is not working that it goes to sleep.
That's so different from my practice.
When the mind is quiet and calm, he says it's ready to investigate. That's the time to do it.
Right.
He says, and if it's not even something conceptual to investigate, you can investigate what's happening in the mind too. Like, do you notice the awareness?Is the awareness still present? Is it carrying on? And he says, if you look at the awareness, you'll see that the awareness is renewing itself, moment to moment. He says, is the awareness like static and watching something? Or is it new every moment? But you don't have to find the answer, like don't look for it, you know. But you can introduce the question, and the mind might notice. And if ever the mind sees how it's new in every moment, he says the mind would never be sleepy. He said, and if the awareness was new every moment, then what about it, you know, its object, which might be quietness? Wouldn't that be renewing every moment?
I'm
warm right now. So a good no-chan. Okay.Yes.
Follow up. It occurs to me now when you were responding to both of us something after Carol Wilson told me last December, which was watch the I want. I'm now realizing that in so much of what I was describing earlier, no matter whether it's good or bad, that I want thing is just a step away. I don't want this.Something else would happen and it would seem to open and I want this. Is desire itself always a defilement? I mean, any kind of wanting always a defilement?
If it's making you suffer, it's definitely a defilement.
Well, it always does.
It ตัวอมแยดุขขะไปละเว้ยမဟုတ်လားလေ
Yes so agitation ရှိတယ် suffering ရှိပြေးချတယ်လေဒီဖိုင်မှာ
Yes if there's some agitation that accompanies the wanting or some suffering that accompanies the wanting or not wanting that is definitely defilement based
Wisdom desire ဆိုရင်ဆန္ဒဆိုရင် तू energy အားကောင်းတာနော် So good energy not bad energy မဟုတ
် He says when wisdom desires something it's there's a word for it in Pali it's called chanda so wisdom says it you know it wants to reach for something he says but that sort of energy is very good he says it has no bad you know effects no bad results no bad energy at all it would never make you upset he says that kind of desire when wisdom is what is desiring something it's like it's very willing and accepting it's like whatever I do wherever I may beI'm just going to be that way. It's no longer choosing. It's no longer making choices, preferences. Right. You know, there's right. no preference about where it has to be or how, you know, no more things like that because wisdom has, yeah.
So if I, in these moments when I realize I want to spiritualize so much, mm-hmm. and that's the random phrase, I know everything yeah. ideally should be the spiritual life, but right. it isn't, I don't feel in my case. Right.That's not in and of itself a defilement if I yes. am on the right path.
Yes.
And if I'm willing to be open
yeah.
and let things happen, the yeah. choiceless acceptance of what is within that framework, is that not a defilement?
To what spiritual life do you actually have to need in it? Upama. Dao, ရှိတဲ့ဘောင်ထဲမှာသူကဘောင်ပြောရနော်ရှိတဲ့ဘောင်ထဲမှာဒီလောက်လိုချင်အဲ့ဒါကိလေသာမဟုတ်ဟုတ်လားလေသူအဲ့လိုမြင
်ဗမာနေနေတရားနဲ့နေပြီးလာတယ
် He says well then there's no boundary you said something about it he says if you want to live a spiritual life then it can be anywhere
ဒီမှာမနေမှာဟိုမှာလဲဟိုမှာလဲနေရမှာ
He says
တကယ်ဆန္ဒဆိုရင်တကယ်လုပ်ချင်တကယ်
If it's a true wise desire to live a spiritual life, he says whether you lived on the moon or on Mars, you would live the spiritual life because it's in the mind, not in the place or the situation.
Thank you very much.
He says, and if somebody has a really strong desire to live a spiritual life, he said the person might be in a bar, but he would be practicing, working with his mind. He says other people might drink, but if that's his, what he wants to practice with, he won't drink, he'll be in the bar, but he'll... He might be drinking coffee and learning how to practice with his mind. He says, what boundary, within what boundary do we need to practice a spiritual life?
That's wonderful.
Spiritual life is for every yeah.
Everywhere, every moment,
every. Yeah, we call in Burmese, we call it the choiceless four in Burmese. No choice of time, no choice of place, no choice of work, no choice of posture. You don't need to choose these things to practice meditation.He says, if you really value the mind, he says, and you really want to do good by it, he says, then you will live with this mind no matter where you go.
Excuse me, can you repeat that? Place, time, posture, work?
Work. Activity.
Any work, any activity.
Uh-huh.
I think I had an insight.Yesterday, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'd like to check it
every
out.
Every day, insights are coming.
He says every day insights are coming.
Yesterday, I saw very clearly a belief that I had been carrying around
mm-hmm.
that I had not been aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I was aware of a little bit, but I saw it much more deeply.
Yeah.
And the belief that I was carrying around, I've been here like 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving on Saturday.And the belief that I had been carrying around was that I had failed. This month was a failure. Was, this month, in terms of my practice, was a failure of making progress. And I saw it really clearly and really deeply. It was like it felt like suddenly realizing, like it's in the summer, and suddenly realizing I was wearing a heavy coat that was not necessary. And it was very painful. I mean, it wasn't a fun experience. It was a very painful experience to realize that I've been sort of carrying around this yoke of feeling like it wasn't working. But after that, for the next several hours, I was much more open and sensitive. I could feel like the wind on my skin, and I felt I was moving very slowly. Ordinarily, I run around very quickly. And when I would pass people in the hallway, I could feel very subtle reactions I had towards them, and I was seeing things in my mind that I ordinarily wouldn't see. So I don't know if that's an insight or not.
Tu wa mne ya tu ta khu phit da da insight hou la ma hou la ra tu ma te ja lo de tu wa tu se ka swae tha de ayu ta khu tu myin lite de de di ma tai yin le tu ma myin na mho te te mwa mwa ro yai mi de da mae ja yi ya hou မြင်း မြင် ဗါလ မြင်း မြင် ကို ကို တွေ့ လား အဲ ဟို တက် တက် ယူ သွား ပြီ တော့ သူ့ ကို ယင် တိုး သွား တယ် လို့ ဖြစ် တယ် တဲ့ ဗါလ ဆို တော့ तू အခု ဒီ ကို ဒီ မှာ လာ နေ တာ 3 မှတ် ခွဲ ရှိ ပြီ ဒီ စနေ နေ့ ဆိုရင် तू ပြန် မှာ ဒီ မှာ 4 မှတ် နေ မှာ ပေါ့ तू က တောက်လျှောက် သူ့ ကို तू ဗါ ဖြစ် လဲ ဆို तू က ဒီ တစ်ခေါက် စကောင်း ဝင်တာ तू မ တိုး တက် ဘူး ပေါ့ failure ဖြစ် နေ အဲ့လို မျိုး तू ခံစား ရအောင် အဲ့ မှာ ဟို ဘယ်လို ခေါ် မလဲ ဒီလို တက် တက် ကြီး မြင် လိုက် တော့ ဘယ်လို ခံစား ရ လဲ ဆို တော့ တဲ့ ဟို နွေ yadi ma ho engine ထူထူကြီးဝစ်ထားတာအခုမှဟောမလိုပါလားလို့သဘောပေါက်လိုက်တယ်လို့ပဲတဲ့အဲ့လိုခံစားရတယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဒီဟာပြီးတော့နောက်နိုင်ပိုင်းမှာ तू ကတင်းတင်းမွေ့မွေ့လေးအများကြီးခါတိုင်းဆိုရင် तू လမ်းလျှောက်တာမြန်နာတော့ပါတော့အေးအေးဆေးဆေးလျှောက်လို့ဖြည်းဖြည်းလျှောက်လို့ရတယ်လို့ပြောတယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်ဒီလက်မောင်းတွေဘာတွေမှာလေးလေးတိုင်အောင်မသိတယ်သူတခြားလူဘိမ်းမှာရှောင်ရင်သူတို့ပုံမှာတင်းတင်းမွတ်မွတ်လေးတွေသူစိတ်ထဲမှာပေါ့ reaction တွေဘာတွေရှိတာလဲသူသိလာတယ်သူမမြင်ဘူးတဲ့ဟာတွေသူစိတ်ထဲဟာတွေမြင်လာအဲ့ဒါကိုညံပွင့်တယ်လို့ပြောလို့ရလား yes
yes ဘာပွင့်လာရင်ညံတကယ်ညံပြည့်တယ်စိတ်အားကိုပြည့်လာစိတ်အားကိုပြည့်လာ
When there has been an insight, he says it gives a lot of strength to the mind. The mind feels very... All the qualities of the mind change suddenly and feel much, I don't know, there's clarity.
Yeah, I was much calmer,
yeah.
More clear.
Amazing.
Yes. That's something really amazing. He says, for him, it was really amazing to realize the mind can be changed. But why does this change come about? He says, only understanding does it. When a true understanding like this, when you come across it like at an insight level, he says, that's when it changes the mind. It's amazing, he says, that the pattern of the mind can be changed. Yes, when something is realized in this very clear, undeniable way, he said that's an insight. He says, and you know, there's a question in those 23, what's the right attitude for meditation? Is the awareness superficial? Is your awareness superficial or proper awareness?
Yeah,
he says, when wisdom is present or an insight arrives, he says, proper awareness is it's a subset of proper awareness. He says, that's why when you have an insight, he says, you don't need to, I mean, you're just checking about whether you would call this an insight. But the insight you had, you didn't need to ask anyone about the truth of what you realized.
Right.
He says, and even this is just a small insight, yeah? He says, imagine if it was a vipassana insight into the truth of the nature of things. Yeah? And what about the enlightened mind, which is a kind of insight? He says, nobody needs to ask anyone if they're enlightened. There's no doubt left, he says.
You said thinking is fine. You don't need to stop one's thinking. But the question is whether the thinking is appropriate or inappropriate or skillful or necessary or unnecessary. And that seems to lead to a lot of investigation, or it could lead to a lot of investigation. Does one just look at that quickly and observe it? Or start to really open it up?
อุ๊ยเนี่ยตรวจได้อาคามาอิจฉิมจิตรวจเราอยากพบบ่ลงโลပြောတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သိဖို့လိုတယ်ပေါ့ဒီတွေးอ่ะကုသိုလ်စိတ်လားကုသိုလ်စိတ်လားကိလေသာလားကိလေသာမဟုတ်လားကောင်းလားမကောင်းလားလိုလားမလိုလားအဲ့ဒါတွေပေါ့အဲလိုကြည့်ခိုင်းတာတဲ့ဒီလိုမိတ်မှတ်ဆိုရင်တဲ့တစ်ချက်လေးပဲမေးပြီးတော့ကြည့်ရမလားမဟုတ်ရင်
Just
one question. No need to think about it too deeply. He says, if you think so much about it, he says, you'll be thinking about this, that thought will disappear.
Recognize it. Tu ada sop jalan mana? Nyanyi wen lama sop jalan. Kau luar lobe ya mama. Ubu tu lobe jodohnya.
Yeah. He says, what you want to do is recognize that thinking is happening. And if you can remain recognizing that thinking is happening without getting sucked into it or getting lost in thought, and continuously keep recognizing that a thought process is happening, he says, at some point the mind can recognize for itself. The mind will decide, this is an unnecessary thought. And that's like an insight. The mind understands for itself. But that's not done by you. He said right now you're trying to decide for yourself. So the work of the yogi is to recognize a thought is happening and to not get sucked into the thought.
Sometimes I have a sense that the investigation is going more into, on some level, a manipulation of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's changing the experience in some way because there's an intention, and the intention is based on some kind of wanting. So.
But to cutly investigate lo de akha ma re fit the experience ko tu manipulate lo ni de lo khan sa ya de re
manipulate
to
bomb
mo chele da win chele bo tu o pyu pyin bo chu sa da a ra manipulate lo de a ra so yin tu a twei chong wa ta phi phi piang piang la de re a ra chang ne ba so ra to cutly tu a
investigate lo da manipulate lo da mo
He says if there is a sense of wanting some result in order to investigate, which is not to understand, yeah, but to want a particular result. He says then, yes, the mind will manipulate. If you're feeling that there is manipulation happening, he said, check the attitude to see if the mind is actually trying to do this. A sense of investigation is not manipulation. A sense of investigation only wants to know in an open-ended way, what exactly is this?
Usually it's not based on wanting a result, it's just that I'm aware there's a whole range of different places I could choose to put my experience.
To put your experience?
To focus or to bring my awareness to one aspect of all the different experiences that are happening. Why am I choosing that one? It's because of some preference.
ตัว performance ဆိုရင် investigate လို့တာတခုလိုချင်တော့မဟုတ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဘာဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့သူကအာယုံသူက investigate လို့မှာဆိုရင်တည်စရာအာယုံเนี่ยအများကြီးပဲအဲ့မှာသူကဥပမာဒီအာယုံကိုရှုမယ်လို့လုပ်ရင်တခြားအာယုံတွေကိုရှုတာမဟုတ်တော့ဘူးဒီအာယုံကိုရွေးလိုက်ပြီဆိုရင်အဲ့ဆိုရင်သူကမေးတယ်သူကသူဘာကြောင့်ဒီအာယုံကိုမှသူက investigate လို့တာလဲအဲ့ဒါရွေချက်ရှိလို့ပေါ့လေအဲ့ဒါကြောင့်သူကအဲ့လိုမျိုးထင်တာတဲ့
Yeah,
but you can investigate that way too. He says you can have chosen something and then check why you have chosen to do that. Sometimes it's not your choice, the mind has already chosen. He says it's very important, he says, when you do any investigation and, you know, observing, he says, to remember that the mind is doing its own work. The mind is doing the mind's work. He says, if you identify it with you, like my choice, I did, then it becomes very complicated. But if you recognize that the mind is doing these things, the mind has made choices in this way and all, then it's easy to investigate the mind doing its work and its particular patterns and so
on.
He says something that yogis can watch out for. He says that, you know, we've heard so much information, and sometimes we might be trying to watch, we might be trying to be open and be aware of things. He says, but because of the information we've heard, sometimes the mind, very quietly, we don't even notice that the mind is doing is knowing this, the mind takes the information it has and then starts to think that that's the way it's going to be, or that's the way they want it to be. And he says the yogis should kind of watch out for that, you know, falling into what they've read or heard.
Yes, I had a chance to listen to the tape that was circulating. That's really all I know about the practice here. But what came through to me on the tape was seemed to be an inference of a limited role for concentration practice, or not to go too far with concentration practice. I wonder if you could say a few words about the role of concentration practice. I'd sort of come here with the expectation of spending a month doing concentration practice, and so.
तू आ ओ उसे कोई ना था उन्हों तू आ बाना ले लाई ले सर उसे या तमाडी तू आ ब्रो ठूठाऊं मो प्यान रहा मो बलाउठी लाऊं प्यान रहा सर तमाडी ओ ते ब्रो लुंचू आऊं ले मस्वे तो आया उरु बारु ले प्यान रहा सर तू आ ऐरा तमाडी तमाठा तमाडी ठूठाऊं ने He said, so change your objective. To develop wisdom.
Yeah, I've already done that.
Look like me. Okay. He's just concerned that we're over concerned with developing samadhi. Developing concentration, you've like kind of been there, done that, familiar with that. You know, so he says, try this now. He says, in this practice too, samadhi is present. He says, it's just not that like focusing, energetic, hard kind of samadhi is going to be a light, free, comfortable calmness, but it's that samadhi.
My understanding was that I needed to develop a certain level of samadhi to actually be able to frame the questions or to respond to the things that came up, but without that level of the concentration existing, then it would be difficult for me to move further.
Tu wa na le thara tamadi atain ta ta khu thi ma thu thong thai yin ne de law tamadi ma yaw so yin di me ko ni le me lo ma yaw naw bro sait the ma phit la de ha ri o sait ka ma yin sai nai u a lo de law tamadi ma thu thong thai yin tu wa po a shit to lo ma yaw lo tu a lo na de le
ta pa ni da u pa twa
de he says it's already part it's part and parcel of every moment already
tamadi ba chang phit le so သမားကြီးဘာကြောင့်ဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့သဘောထားမှန်ရင်တော့တတိဆက်ဆိုင်သမာဓိဖြစ်လာလိမ့်မယ
် He says I says how does samadhi develop if one has the right attitude and there is continuity of mindfulness He says samadhi develops naturally
ဘယ်ကွာလားဟိုက concentrate ကအာယုန်တစ်ခုပဲယူတာဒီမှာကအာယုန်အများနဲ့တွားတွားမှာတတိကိုဦးစားပေးတယ်ဟိုကအာယုန်တစ်ခုလေးယူမှာအရင်ကလောက်တာအာယုန်တစ်ခုလေး focus လုပ်တာ
The only difference between the other practice and this practice isHe says that in the other practice there is a focusing on one object only to concentrate on one object to develop samadhi. Now he says what is being emphasized is the consciousness or the awareness and keeping that going continuous with the right attitude. In the other also awareness is continuous. Now also the awareness is continuous. So he's saying that the key is the continuity of awareness but now it's not limited to one object.But the samadhi will develop. He says, being mindful the whole day is a developing of samadhi. It's the same thing, he said.
My experience in the past seems to have been that while I've been on, retreat and after I've developed a certain level of concentration, things occur to me that would not have occurred.If I had not gone through that process of developing that level of concentration
tu a yin nong a athop phu ra the ma re tu a elaw tamadi thu thong pi ro ma tu a tu now tu ma myin nai ne
paung
sa myo o tu myin la nai ne sit ka da mae di lo tamadi ma thu thong ga phit nai ma ma hoh lo tu a alu myo the
tamadi so ti nei na bae
He says samadhi is steadiness of mind.
ကိုကဟိုလိုမျိုးမှထင်နေဆိုရင်ဟိုကအရင်စပြီးမှလုပ်လဲရတယ
်။
နှမျိုးရှိတယ်။ဥစဉ်မှဒီဝိပဿနာပုံစံနဲ့တွားခြင်းလို့ဒါအောင်တမထလုပ်ပြီးမှဝိပဿနာကုခြင်းလဲရ
။ He says if you like to do it that way because you feel that works for you he says you can choose to do that. His emphasis is to you know start from understanding samadhi from a vipassana kind of practice and to just keep taking the practice from there but if somebody wants to practice samatha first and then go to vipassana that's fine too you can choose what you like
and one of the tape side I spoke about the three levels of kalesa
Can
you
speak about that a little bit?
Anuttiya, Uttakama. No,
Pariyotana. Anuttiya ga mamien yaw. Phit lan lan ne, Uttakama. Sit tama paw lan yin. Second level bulo kho. Uttakama.
No? Uttakama is the second one.
You were translating.
I'm trying.
Transgressive.You know where you're acting out your kalesa?
That's vitakama.
It's three words, right?
Yeah, I'm just wondering which Pali word is the right one for the second or the third.
Yeah, so it's three words,
right?
Parama aha, seite ma myauk le.
Yeah,
you tu shu lo mya. Upadana nyan ma twei wu.
Yeah.
So seite phit la lo shin le second le. So action bhava action ne ho seite ma yauk pa yin ma.
Third level.
Third level phit
da. So the three levels of kalesa are only three levels in terms ofin terms of like where they are as in like when the defilement is not known to you yet it's called latent defilement it has a potential to be, but right now, he says, you can't see it. He says, even if the third level means...
That's the first.
That's the first. Okay. The second one is when it has arisen in the mind. The moment it has arisen in the mind, it's because it has arisen in the mind that it's considered the second level of defilement. It's not a second level, it's like a second classification of the defilement. One is when the defilement is not has not arisen in the mind. The second classification is it has arisen in the mind. And the third classification is the defilement has taken action. So you have said something or done something bodily, then it becomes classified as the third level, the third, as the third word for it. So what is the what's considered the first classification, what they call anusaya or latent? He says, we cannot observe latent defilements. The whole point is, the whole definition is they're hidden, so you can't look at them. You can only start observing defilements when they're at the second or the third.
Anusaya vitikama pariyutana.
It's called anusaya vitikama
pariyutana.
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 And so you said that the latent ones, we can almost not see until they're buried.
You cannot. You can never see. It's defined as latent or hidden because you can't see it. Once you can see it, it's called the second one.
Oh, I see. So
right.
Just waiting to get us.
Anothiya ga ba. Hey, Anothiya, go. Sa ho sao ni mo. Go sa ni chi no mia, shu no mia.
Yeah. To chou ma to po la.
Yeah. Yeah. So the latent defilements aren't occurring. It's just latent as a potential, and when there is contact or conditions, they arise. Then once they arise, then they become called second parita. Yes. The only thing that can get rid of the anusaya, the hidden defilements, is the enlightened mind state. That goes into that level. Yes.
I thought I was talking to Jill in response to the many things in the mind that one chooses to focus on. He's clearly making a distinction between the mind doing its own work and something else, which is not the mind, which...
He didn't make a distinction between the mind and something else.
What is it that chooses to know that this particular path is going to cause all sorts of defilements to rise in my mind, and why bother with it? Say I'm in this bar, for instance, that he's talking about. I mean, there are any number of distractions there, and there are a number of things that can come in my direction. He seemed to be saying that the mind could have already decided where it was going to give its attention. But if my mind also knows that to give attention there is going to do nothing but create unbeneficial action for myself and others, is it the mind that decides to pull back? I'm kind of not working something out with reference to what her question was.
သူကအဲ့မျိုးသူမျိုးပြောတော့ဦးစရာတကယ်တမ်းပြောတာဒီစိတ်ကလုံရယ်လို့ယူမှတ်မိရမယ်ဟိုငါကြီးသွားထဲရှုပ်မယ်လို့ပြောတာ तू ကဘယ်လိုသဘောပေါက်လဲဆိုတော့ဦးစင်းကနှစ်ခုတော့ပြောနေတယ်စိတ်ကတစ်ခုနောက်တစ်ခုကဘာလဲပေါ့လေ तू အဲ့လိုမျိုးဖြစ်တယ်မဟုတ်ဦးစင်းက
တောင်းပြလို့ပြော
တာအဲ့ဒီဟာကို तू ကနားမလည် तू ကပြောတယ်ဥပမာ तू ကဘာရဲဝင်မယ်စိတ်ကတစ်ခုအာယုံပြုတ်မယ်လို့ယူဆထားရင်လည်းဒါပေမဲ့ဘာရဲဝင်စိတ်ကအာယုံပြုတ်မဲ့ဟာတွေကမကောင်းတဲ့ဟာတွေကြီးပဲဆိုတော့ကိုကဒါမလုပ်သိဘူးလို့သိတာအဲ့ဒါပါလေကွာအဲ့လိုမျိုးသူကမေ
းခုနကပြောတာ wrong view ပြောတာဘာတည်းရောက်တဲ့ခါကျကိုကဘာကိုမရှုနဲ့စိတ်ကိုရှု
He says when he was talking to her what he was talking about was to recognize what's happening as mine and not to have the wrong view that this is me making decisions. The second thing is, he says, when you go to if you choose to go into a bar, he says, then if you choose to decide to, you know, lead the spiritual life, as you put it, he says, then you would have decided to make your object the mind and not the var.
I think I see it. There's so many traps in the bar. Why not just stay away from it?
You're becoming wise, he said.
I sense of ease in this particular environment of the forest refuge.
Yeah.
And I'm made very uncomfortable by the thought of having not been here, literally not being here. Whatever the circumstances
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Because it appears to me that there are just so many traps to pull one away from what one assumes is somehow deeply related to the place and not what's within the mind itself. I guess if I had really integrated all these things that I see so wonderful about the forest refuge into my mind's way of working.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just keep working with that, whatever the situation can.
Right. Tua di mana ya? Nyain chan lo di mana ya? Tapi comfortable feel lo tua. Di mana mana mau tua? Kau dah tua mana ini mesti sih ya tua. Apian tua ini trap dia amyai sih me. Tua di mana ya lo? Oh, sekarang lanjau ni amyai. Mama yutarau. Tergeran di lanjau ni aku seteu. Kau nale tu bapa lo seteu yau tua bisui. Entu nale tu bebe tua tua di lanjau me yuma be. Tapi aku cara tua balu sa di lanjau ni ya di ni ane sign ni lo.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah. Thank you for brought him here. You the one who brought me to Burma to see him. And Kipapanyo, put your article now, you brought him here. Since I practiced with you in the old center, very, very noisy, with 80 dogs walking, helicopter, train went by, very noisy, and we don't have space. And you taught me learn how to accept. It was very difficult. But I did it because I saw Sayadaw Truman. And then the fake is 100%, so I did follow. It's very difficult from study with Upanita.
Do one hole. See how cool and people. See how you cool and people. I need a yap on you. John Hong Yong, sing it. Sing it and yet.
He says, you're not alone. He says, Sierra Shuman Sayado said, when he first came to live in that old monastery, when he first got that plot of land, he said he was very upset with the trains and aeroplanes. He wasn't happy at the beginning. But he understood from that these objects are not the point. Yeah.
And he had rise and falling, give me very powerful the Dharma, the understanding, and very difficult. Just let go with that and focus, hearing and all that, and suddenly you accept and look at your mind, how it reacts instead of object hearing. It's difficult, but it took me 3 days, I remember. I couldn't sleep the first day, second day. And I didn't bring any hearing blood. And I said, so I better learn how to accept. And then watch the mind. The whole night I was watching the mind. And suddenly I experienced something. It's the mind, it's not the sound that bothered me. And since that, we moved to the new center. And still noisy. From only few yogi to hundreds of yogi now. And different culture, different belief, different
you know, whatever. But you learn how to accept the weather, the noise, the food, the place, and then the new place better, much better. The food better too. But the people, you live next door, you learn how to accept that too. And then here, this place,
very good.
Extremely quiet. And the food to me, wherever I can accept in Myanmar, at Upanitan, where we didn't have Dharma Hall, only his living room, that's our Dharma Hall. We learned that 500 people, bang, bang, bang. I think he was there. And so here is extreme silent, and it's so quiet. It makes your mind deep into things, and then you also have to learn to accept, because it's microscopic. There's also that defilement, there's a lot of things going on too. You have to observe, you have to dive down to watch the defilement, the any mind, and then now I can, there is an observer mind watching, okay, objective, quiet is my objective. So quiet, so peace. And I said, must be something in here, I have to watch. It's not easy, it's difficult. But it's gross noise and all that is easy, but this is, you have to really watch. And also have to observe the right attitude, the relax, and all that, and then see if you want something. I just want to learn. And it's wonderful to see from the extreme to this place, and here another level. So I remember Sherman, when he walked by, he called me and said, you know, he asked me only three questions. Is the food okay? The technique is okay? The weather is okay? And then go deep into the subtle level. That's what he said. And now this is the place. I really have to really watch the subtle level, because it's so quiet. It seems like easy, but it's not easy. It's not easy. And then so I've learned there's some mind arise and here this one. So there are many things going on, many mind. This, the other one, and this one observe. Should I watch this one or this one? I mean the mind look over all the good mind. You know, this is my question.
ခုမေခင်ကတော့သွားစိတ်တင်အများကြီးမြင်တာဒီဖြစ်တဲ့စိတ်တင်များအောင်လားဒီကြည့်တဲ့စိတ်ကိုကြည့်အောင်လားလို့သူမေကဒါပေမဲ့ तू ကပြောတာတော့အများကြီး तू ပြောတဲ့ story ကစိတ်ဝင်စားစရာတော့မေကက तू ဖြစ်တဲ့စိတ်တွေကိုအများကြီးသိနေရတယ်ဘာလို့ငြိမ်တော့တင်းတင်းမွတ်မွတ်ပေါ်ကြည့်ရတော့အဲ့ဒီမှာဖြစ်တဲ့စိတ်တွေလည်းအများကြီးရှိတယ်So we will ask the question first, then I tell him the story. So there's all these things that are happening that you're watching, and the watching is to watch this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Watching mind is key.
Yeah. And sometimes the discomfort. Can I play around? Because sometimes if I watch my mind not react, my body is relaxed. And I like to go deeply, like Upanitan taught, penetratively. It's fun too. To see microscopic, and it's like that. And I watch back, and sometimes I watch a mind. This one also fun. This one also fun because it's quickly gone. The pain is gone. Because you watch the mind, the pain is just gone right away. The other one you study, microscopic. Tingling, tightening, or whatever.
My school of them, blue alone.
Can I play?
No. I go to look.
He says, okay, he says, this is what you have to check. Who is looking at it microscopically?
The mind. Observe my face.
What mind?
What mind is it?
တတိယလှုပ်လို့မရဘူးမြန်မာလှုပ်လို့ရ
တယ် craving this is လောဘလားမသိဘူး
yes
craving
idea part
yeah
ညာက penetrate လုပ်လိမ့်မယ်
yeah
awareness နဲ့လူကလှုပ်လို့မရဘူး
he says you know awareness and me cannot penetrate deeply into the truth of the nature of things he says when wisdom is present wisdom already sees in a penetrating way without your trying.
I penetrate with Luria, I did it for a mother.
He says people have the wrong way of understanding penetrating.
Yeah.
He says, the mind, wisdom, he says, sees through.
Otherwise,
yes, sees through. The, you know, to the reality of it. He says, like he gave that example just now, when his mind saw clearly the belief, his mind had penetrated through, you know, whatever, delusion or whatever, and seen clearly. But that's the wisdom. But now people are trying to do the work of penetrating, he says.
Yes.
He says, why do you want to see? Why are you doing it?
Because that led me to the Dharma life.
He says that's why he warned just now about having read or heard things, and he says this sort of idea is what makes us try to penetrate and see more deeply or clearly, because we think that we will see something that we've read or heard about before.
Because the traditional, when I first experienced the most acute thing, and a moment, I've learned how to let it be and accept the pain and just observe. I think the mind observe it. Mm. And then something happened.
Yeah.
Something happened, very powerful. And I understand that if I accept the pain and let it be and live with the pain, observe the pain, then I understand the nature of dukkha for my patient. It's actually this my prayer before. And give up on your arms, let it kill you. Dana to the Buddha is very pure. It won't kill you. I've learned it. So this is the second day of my retreat ever. And I've learned that through the pain, the nature. I've learned the pain, the accepting, and then aware the pain and let it be. Then the peak of the pain, instead of kill me, I understand something very deep. And since of that, I'm not afraid of the pain anymore, even. I don't know about dying. But when you understand the true nature of the pain, it never lasts forever. And you learn something in life, that you go through many difficulties and you just accept. And without that, I don't think I go to Burma. And I cannot accept that or that difficulty either. And so I learned both ways. Now I've learned the mind, and let go very quickly. If you observe the mind, let go with the pain, and it's very quickly.
Tua dilupiya, tua sa atuk tua, tua narau, tua saya baca syura lah sebab, tua sa atuk tua, tua narau cila. Mungkin bapa ni awak tu biar aku, tengen tu saya payau tu lagi poli, tengen mahu, kalau tua lekhan like that, dekat nanti tua lekhan like that, lekhan like that, saya kata syura, tua narau atuk tu yau tu aje mah tua, mesti wapen ada kuat tu bawa pau like that poli. Kalau biar, kalau tua belum biar lah sebab dilu saya kau syura le tu nala, kalau syura le tua nala le lu, kalau biar.
Okay. Yeah.
At the time when you arrived, I was just transiting from being on retreat to being a worker working on retreat. So it's really great timing to sort of
switch.
Yes, to go into more activity and have these teachings. This one is the one thing that just happened a few hours ago. Was walking just over here, and there's some things, and then I heard the sound, and it was the whirring of a vacuum cleaner in here. And And this is the area that I usually clean. And I usually clean it right at that time, right after lunch. And today I cleaned it early this morning. So my thinking was like, oh, that must be the housekeeping manager. And she must, it must be messy, and she must think I didn't do it. And sort of like just hearing the sound, and bing, my anxiety and my thinking was there, and then boom, I came down again and noticed, oh, just hearing sounds, you know, just sense contact, hearing. And then I had the thought, in the hearing, there's just the hearing. And I thought, I don't know what that means.
ตัวดีนี่ตัวสาบานเนี่ยดีนี่ตัวมะนักกะบาผิดแล้วสรตัวกูอลุลุเตลูสรดีดีคันตาရှင်ลงพอตุมาตาวินရှိတယ်အဲဒီနေ့သူအပြင်မှာလမ်းရှာဝင်နေဒီထဲမှာဟိုဖုန်ဆုပ်ဆက်အတန်ကြားလိုက်တော့စိတ်ထဲမှာလန့်သွားတယ်တဲ့ဟိုဟောက်စကီပင်းဟိုအိမ်တန့်ရှင်လုပ်တဲ့တာဝန်ရှိတဲ့လူကဒီမှာဝင်ပြီးတော့ရှုပ်ပွားနေလို့ तू अलग मलो फूलो ठेन ठेन लाई लालो तो ठेन है बस तो मने का तो शेन लोग भी अलग मियो ठेन ब्रो नर्मल मार नाउ तो छह मार से का प्यान चावा ब्रो अतं बे तीन लाई में बो अलग मियो प्यान पिप्रो नर्मल तू सिंसार है ओ चाय चागा मट्टा बो तू अरे भामन नाम ले
चागा मट्टा तो भी अतं चाले चीमा तू अतं ने से ये तबावा शीशी दे ना ले
He says that happens when the mind recognizes the process of hearing, how the mind is contacting with the object, and this process is happening, and the mind understands it at that level of recognizing this is just this process, this nature, or whatever, and recognizing at that level, the mind has no reaction towards what else is whatever else
yeah.
He says why there is not a reaction to something is when he says the mind has a kind of vipassana insight or an insight so it understands something at some level where the mind can feel that well, this is just happening as it is.
And
this is why the mind would not react if it understood something at that level. And it could understand anything at that level. For example, you might understand the sound is just a sound. Or the thought is just a thought, or the mind is just a mind. The object is just the object, or the mind, you know, it could be any of this, he says. Or this is not personal, you know, mm-hmm. just understanding. So whatever, he said, and understanding it, if the mind already understands it that way, or is understanding it that way in the moment, then the mind doesn't react. But in hearing, just hearing, he says there is this insight, but the rest of, you know, perception still works. Perception will still recognize the vacuum cleaner, sense of responsibility, all that sort of thing. That still goes on, but an insight can understand something at that level.
It's just one thing at a time. Like the hearing is just the hearing, the perception is just the perception, the fear is just the fear.
It could be all together, not one at a time, just all in the moment. Yes, and if that insight is very strong, he says then fear and all won't come in. If it's very strong. But if there's just awareness, only awareness, not this wisdom level kind of insight. Not that insight level kind of understanding, just an awareness of this process and all that. He says then, you know, the normal process fear and so on, other reactions can come in, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's a lot more to discover.
Daily life, I put him on.
So daily life is very interesting.
More interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything? Anybody?
Okay.